Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
So, what's your reason?
Commander, I think the pilots who are more experienced, more professional than me would be more deserving of conducting this maneuver.
You've been selected as the best F-14 pilot, and you have to participate in this maneuver. And we are the ones who decide who's more deserving.
Yes, Commander, I understand, but
the military does not have buts or whys. Must I explain that to you, Lieutenant Babai? Has something happened?
No. No, Commander, sir. With your permission.
Lieutenant Babai, I have yet to see you and your wife at the functions on the base.
Well, to tell the truth, sir, my wife is in the final stages of her pregnancy, so it's difficult for her to leave the house right now.
Either way, it's better that at least you yourself participate in these functions.
I'll do my best, Commander, sir.
You need to be more careful than the average person regarding what you do. If the intelligence services become suspicious of your presence in the military, it won't end well for you, not at all.
Considering what you've said, when can we begin recruiting people without having to hide it?
Well, under the present circumstances, it's far more important for you all to bide your time and wait. The fact that the majority of people have become aware of the regime's tyranny, thank God they're responding to it everywhere, for the time being, that's enough. And the extent that people like you and your friends have been active, having Quran studies, explaining the manifestos among the officers and soldiers, just to continue your resistance as you have been till the time comes for more action, God willing.
Haji, have you heard that the prisoners of Kush prison have gone on a hunger strike?
God grant them the strength to continue. God help them. This path that people have chosen doesn't have a way back.
Haji, what about the matter that I discussed with you?
You should participate in the maneuver. Your presence will neither add anything to the Shah, nor detract anything from you. This type of resistance isn't to your benefit. Whatever God wills, will be.
Yes, it's as you say.
Please, your tea will get cold. Mustafa, offer them some candy. Please, the guests come first.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
That's kind of you, thank you.
Please, have some.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, enemy.
Assistant Commander Masin, take care of number two. Hassan, same goes for you. Pilots, hurry up.
My life.
Yes, sir. Okay, on our way.
Getting ready then, yes.
Okay, let's go.
If you're a rock, then I am steel. Oh, enemy. If you're a rock, then I am steel. I give my life. Give my life.
If you're a rock, I'm steel.
Oh,
I give my life. I give my life.
If you're a rock, then I am steel. I give my life. Give my life.
Happy landing, guys.
Oh, my God.
Have a good flight.
If it was showing anything,
you'd
see a box sitting in one of those
areas. Yes,
tells me that they go very
Look.
Oh, dear.
Stop banging it. Don't hit it, Abdullah. Don't hit it, man. You're breaking it. It's gonna break. It's not ours. It needs to be adjusted.
This is how it is. Mustafa said it won't work unless you bang on it. It just won't show anything. You have to keep hitting it all the time till it works. Aha.
Ah, there you go.
Your Abbas must be flying in one of those planes.
My Abbas is in one of those right now.
God bless you, he's a good boy.
God take care and watch over them.
I say, Haji, those F4 doors are really something, really impressive. Saeed said they've just been bought.
What F4 door? You think planes have two-door and four-door? It's F-14. Got it? F-14.
So you think only cars are two-door and four-door, is that it? Saeed says these are F-4 doors. That useless boy. If you could drive a little better, he'd be in one of those right now.
There must be a good reason for it. It's for the best. What do we know about it?
Please don't get offended, but it's not for the best. Over there they asked who's interested and your Abbas jumped right in. He didn't even look around to see if his friends were there.
You've gotten very bitter, Abdullah the sweet pastry maker. It's got all messed up again.
Huh? Oh, man.
Don't hit it, Abdullah. Please, stop hitting it.
A bus.
What difference does he make?
I'm worried about him.
God Almighty watches over us and protects us all.
protect them all for their mothers and fathers.
You mean for their wives and children, huh?
Tower Commander Sultani said for you to go to the base. Go ahead.
Answer.
The general, in the presence of the Shah, was watching those maneuvers. He contacted me. He was very upset. We expected much more from you than this. What did you do?
I had a problem with the hydraulic system, sir.
Are you sure that's all it was, Lieutenant Babai?
Yes, sir. I was lucky I was able to land.
Very well. It'll be sorted out. Do they advance from F-14s to F-5s?
You're right, sir. It was a mistake.
You'll be detained until the investigation is concluded.
The military leaders in the Shah will certainly want an explanation from us about this incident. We won't be able to get out from under this so easily.
Since it's possible that it's a security issue, after we complete the file, it's best to hand it over to the intelligence service.
An officer can only be tried in a military court. And that's if there's a case against him. Otherwise, the military's credibility will be in doubt. Here's Lieutenant Babai's report on the flight, General.
I'm certain this incident was planned in advance. You'll eventually realize I'm right.
In my opinion, this incident fits with Abbas Babaye's biography, most certainly.
What do you mean?
Well, up till now, I've yet to see him at any of the pilots' parties and gatherings at all.
Babaye was a religious person. The presence of religion in the military is dangerous for all of our futures.
I have complete control over all the officers under my command. Babaye comes from a traditional religious family. He's responsible, and he is very loyal to the military. I strongly doubt that he had any bad intentions.
And your opinion is we should release him so he can go and sit with his friends and laugh at us?
I never said such a thing. It is best we don't jump to any conclusions until after the technical expert's report, General.
I want that report on my desk in 2 hours!
Attention!
Hello, Commander, sir.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Commander, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Has the flight control team finished their checks yet?
We've inspected both hydraulic systems, both malfunctioning, sir.
You mean he used the backup system?
Yes, Commander, sir.
What's your final analysis?
If you want my opinion, the pilot did a really incredible job to land that plane in one piece, sir.
Why do you think this happened?
We still have to investigate. The pre-flight checks indicated that everything was functioning. There weren't any problems.
Is it possible that someone sabotaged the plane?
Everything is possible, sir.
Pretend I didn't ask that question. Prepare your report as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
The general is waiting.
Yes, Commander, sir.
Hello, Lieutenant Babai. The commander said you can go home.
Are you familiar with Major General Karani?
I've never met him, sir.
He called me today from his office. I spoke to him myself.
Regarding what?
Regarding you. I told him Babai is one of our best officers, and his presence in the military is necessary. I told him to prepare the report in a way that it'll be settled once and for all.
It's kind of the Major General, but it wasn't necessary to give special instructions. I told you that my plane had mechanical problems, that's all.
I know. But it's too easy to make false reports in this country. Just take a look around you.
Yes, I understand. And I'm grateful. Thank you very much, Commander, sir. You went to a lot of
trouble. Not at all. Take care.
Did you get everything? Did you check?
Hello.
Hello. When did you get out?
Right now. What are you doing here?
Don't get too excited.
What happened?
Mully here wasn't feeling too well today, so we took her to the hospital. We've come now, so Annie can get some
what
of the things
together. What happened?
The doctor said she had too much stress and the baby.
Your child's in the way. Come on, let's go.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's not time yet. We've got to get some things.
Come on, Annie
keys,
got them
keys.
Already. Come on, here's the car.
Give those to me.
Yeah.
God, I trust in you.
Sweetheart.
Can I hold her? sweetie. She's so red.
Is she pretty?
Thank you, God.
They really harassed you in detention, didn't they?
What detention are you talking about, Sugarplum? It was just a room where I sat and thought for a couple of hours. I'm too small to be worth their trouble. But you were bothered a lot more. I'm sorry that you were left alone. Oh. I just can't believe how tiny she is. Just look at her. What should we name her?
Didn't you already say Selma?
Yeah, I did, but then I thought about it and realized it's not fair. You did all the hard work. I think you should pick the name.
I like Selma.
Selma, darling. Selma, darling.
Selma. What does it mean?
Abbas, Annie wants to know what Selma means.
It's the name of an angel.
It's a special name. The name of an angel.
Angel? That's cute. It's very pretty.
Well, thank God she looks like me, so that's not a problem. Let's hope her personality takes after you. Ooh, what is it? What is it?
She's voicing her displeasure.
Darling, about what? About what?
About the fact that she looks like you.
Oh, my sugar plum. My sweet darling. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Allah is great. Allah is great. I testify that there is no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. And I testify that Ali is the vice-regent of Allah. Hasten to prayers. Hasten to prayers. Hasten to deliverance. Hasten to deliverance. Hasten to the best act. Hasten to the best act.
Outside, please. The mother and baby still need to rest, you know.
Of course.
Sure, sure.
Thank you.
Okay, the mother and child get some rest. Do you need anything?
No.
Sure you don't want anything? Again, I'm sorry. I'll take these pastries for the hospital staff.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
God
much.
Willing, it'll be a Thanks. Blessing. You're Goodbye. Very welcome. Goodbye.
Please have some. Please have some. Help yourself. Doctor?
In all these years we've been friends, I'd never seen Abbas so happy. Abbas loves to fly so much that I always figured he wanted his first child to be a boy and become a pilot like him. But when Selma was born, I realized I was wrong. Abbas loved Selma more than anything.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Writing some memories of my life. Past events.
That's good. Saeed. You see, there are some pictures from my camera.
Isfahan?
Yes. What about this one?
That's good. You are becoming a professional photographer. A professional, God
willing. Saeed!
It's fine. You've always been a professional photographer, and you always will be. The tea's ready.
Thank you.
Most of the pilots, because they had to remain on the base, weren't too aware of the events happening in the country. I thought because of my going back and forth to Tehran and Mehrabad Airport, and because of the close friends I had there, I thought I'd get more information. Even more than a bus. I later found out I was sadly mistaken. Abbas would study the latest designs, especially the construction of airplane parts inside the country, and the preparations for the defense of the borders in case of any attacks against Iran. He also had more flight time than all the other pilots, but he was still fully informed of the latest news and events inside the country. He was constantly getting promoted and had advanced past his colleagues, including me.
Ghafuri, I never thought such an active and energetic young lady would be in such a situation. You wouldn't sleep a wink. Now you're making up for those days. Are you resting peacefully? That's enough. Wake up. Are you Masood? I'm Farooq Karamati.
I was busy waiting for you outside.
My cell phone battery has died. I didn't see you outside. Came upstairs and you weren't here. I told them I'm her brother. You're from abroad. And they let me in without question.
How did you end up meeting Layli?
With Miss Ghafuri, and also through Abbas Babaye. Someone who raised me and taught me to try to be a good person. Miss Ghafuri traveled to many parts of Iran for her research on the life of Abbas Babaye. Various small towns and villages whose name she'd never even heard of before. It really was quite something, you know. She realized the image of Iran she had was only limited to Tehran and its surrounding areas.
Do you think that's why she decided not to publish her book?
I'd already arranged it with the publishers, but she suddenly changed her mind.
Why didn't she talk to me about it?
I remember the day we were going to Zaire. She told me she thought she was falling in love.
In love?
In love with the values. Valuable things like Abbas Babaye. She had doubts. She said maybe she wouldn't go to Canada. The only thing that gave her pause was you. She said she'd made up her mind. But what happened that day on the flight from Tehran to Isfahan made her certain that she had to stay.
Were you a passenger on that plane as well?
We were going to go visit Zaire village. Miss Ghafouri insisted she had to see it in person.
No. See, that's not the issue at all. The truth is...
So, where is it that you're going?
Well, somehow I'm just not certain about the whole thing. I mean...
To visit your family.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Here you are.
Thank you. Look, it was possible that I wouldn't ever read your book. Or be able to find you, for that matter. Like many others, I'd go after writers who had already proven themselves in these types of projects. You understand what I'm trying to say? But it seems everything was planned out in a way that the project would reach your hands. In my opinion, it's best if you don't have doubts about the decision you've made.
No, I don't work anymore.
You know, if my fiancé finds out, he'll be very upset with me. Because he didn't want me to accept working on this project.
Listen to what your heart tells you. God will take care of the rest, don't worry.
Oh my gosh. What's going on?
What is happening? Does anybody know what's happening? Oh my gosh! Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain calm.
Please remain calm. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened and your seat in the upright position. Make sure your oxygen mask is secure. If you have children with you, please assist them before securing your own mask.
Go! Go! Open the door! Go!
Get out! Come on!
The door, the outlet! Go, sir! Go! Run, go, it's going to catch fire!
Get out!
Get out quickly!
Quick!
Move! Oh,
hurry!
Move, sir, please! Hurry up! Get open the door! Go!